Consumers and employers, are you feeling like you're in the dark when it comes to healthcare and retirement benefits? Don't suffer the bloody trauma of searching for low-cost, no-cost premiums. TrueCare Insurance Services specializes in clearing up those insurance mysteries. Our clients get the best benefits at the lowest costs. Discover the peace of mind that a comprehensive health insurance plan offers. For you, for your family, for your employees. TrueCare Insurance Services. Call 713-242-1664 today for a secure tomorrow. It's a true crime to accept anything less than the best.
You're listening to FBI Unsolved, because most evidence can be found beyond the grave. In this episode, we're speaking with FBI's psychic investigator who helps us with a dead witness of a possible serial killer. An ongoing murder mystery FBI Unsolved is investigating. Here's your host, managing investigator and broadcast producer Regina Roman.
I'm speaking with Lisa, FBI psychic investigator. Introduce yourself, Lisa, to me real quick.
Anyway, hi everyone. My name is Lisa and I am the psychic investigator for FBI Investigations. I work through what I get vision wise. I also work through remote viewing.
You know, because sometimes the spirit is still there. And I say sometimes, Lisa, but you know, they're always there.
I feel that they're always there.
It's some type of spirit somewhere. Maybe
right.
Sitting across from you in your living room on your couch.
And I thought I heard a little frequency noise at the beginning of our conversation.
Could now, be. Never know. Where there is a tragedy, let's say somebody's been murdered or attacked or whatever, I always feel there's a witness, possibly a living witness, because that's what we always need, because a living witness
Right. Obviously
stands up in court. But I feel, you know, we live in a very supernatural world. And I feel that the veil is very thin between the living and those on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I feel that a lot of times there are those silent witnesses
right.
we can call our spirits that are there. I feel like if we can go to a location where something tragic happened, even if that the victim cannot speak to us, perhaps there's somebody else from the other side that was around in the area that can. I know from a personal tragedy myself back in February, I had something bad happen to me. I was drugged. I was roofied. And I should not have woken up when I did. I'm sure I was drugged to remain out until like the next morning, but something woke me up around 10 o'clock that night when I should have been unconscious, but something woke me up. And it was either through the grace of God, as I'm a Christian, 100% believe in God, or it could have been a loved one. It could have been my parents. You know, they are both deceased, and they've gone to heaven because they're Christians too. They're the ones who raised me. I believe that God loves us so much that he allows our loved ones to come back and check in on us. And particularly when something like that happens, you know, he's sending his people, his angels, anybody he can to protect us. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there is always a witness, whether living or dead. There's a witness to everything that happens.
Right. Lisa, speaking about this, you know, again, you know, sometimes we need those contexts and, you know, clues from the beyond and other people, you know, to kind of point us in the right direction. We just want to be clear on that about who we are and what we do.
Exactly.
We're not investigating the paranormal. We're investigating clues beyond the unknown.
However, FBI does not base everything on paranormal investigations, but they can use me as a tool. You guys use me as a tool that I do. I'm like a living EMF detector, which is an electromagnetic field detector, and I can pick up energies. So I can remote view as well. So if you were telling me about something that happened on the other side of the country, I can go into channel and I can try to pick up information. And a lot of times I can pick up information when I'm not even seeking it. Unfortunately, I do that at work a lot.
Right. Lisa is real with what she does. And this is real with what we're talking about. I mean,
right. Life
is real. You know, you may not understand a lot of things that are happening, but there's a lot of real things in the world. Like, you know, Lisa was just saying.
What we do is valid. And what we do is we want to help. I can't tell you how many times I've sat here, either in my house, hotel room, whatever. I've got the news on. There's a missing person. And, you know, you pick up that information. And it's like, you can't do anything. Can you imagine? Well, there was a case quite a few years ago that I got information on, but I couldn't have called the police department and said, hey, so I'm a psychic and I picked this up because they're not going to take me seriously. Mm-hmm. That's a shame. I'm not asking you to, you know, go 100% verbatim on what I say, but I'm picking up something that could possibly lead you in the right direction. Just like on an investigation, my tools lead me in the right direction.
Exactly. You're an investigator. That's who you are. You're an investigator, yeah. You know, because, you know, like you say, tools leading you in a specific or certain direction. And, you know, you're going to pick up on that. Those are clues. Like I was saying earlier,
mm-hmm.
Those are all clues. Like I said, because of situations, my own situations of the afterlife. And like I say, you know, people can only tell you what they know.
And exactly.
Everybody probably won't get the same, well, probably won't believe the same thing, you know, or don't believe certain things, but, you know, it's right out there. And until it happens to you or you experience, yeah, you're not going to understand most of the time.
For instance, you were telling me about a possible case. And as you were sitting there telling me, I was getting information about who that possibly could be.
The hotel murder, the other case we're working on.
Yeah. Yeah. You were telling me about that hotel case.
Right.
And, you know, I started picking up information because somebody, I feel like there's this room that has some activity going on.
Yeah.
And there's another part of that story as well. But right now I just want to focus on that one room. And as you're telling me what other people have witnessed, I'm picking, okay, what could have happened in there? And I get, like I said, information. And we had been talking about human trafficking. And I do find that this could possibly be tied in a weird kind of way. Mm-hmm. But I started picking up that it was either a young female or male. And I'm still not quite sure. Mm-hmm. What I pick up is there are so many homeless teenagers and young people. And what do they turn to, you know, to either get food or drugs or whatever? You know, a lot of them turn to prostitution. I feel that it could have been somebody out on the street looking for anything they could to make money. And somehow it ties in. They were possibly brought to that hotel room and they're still in there. I mean, like, we know that the light goes on and off
right
all the time. Yeah. Is that a signal? Is it like an SOS? Mm-hmm. You know, my body is not here anymore, but my spirit is here and I want justice.
Yeah, you know, that could be a dead person reaching out. They were asking for help.
I know.
Somebody's either trying to get attention or somebody's trying to do something with that light going on and up. No, we didn't know. We still don't know, you know, like what Lisa's saying, you know, who is in that room, you know, and that's the first thing I thought about. Somebody's trying to get somebody's attention. And
they are. It's an SOS. It's a cry for help. That, you know, they probably were, God, I'm going to get emotional, it was a cry for help. You know, because whatever happened in that room, the victim, because I'm dead sure that somebody died in that room and it wasn't in a pleasant way. I mean, because it never is. I feel that somebody killed somebody. It was a murder. And they were probably, you know, crying for help. Maybe they were drugged and kind of somewhat conscious and trying to struggle and trying to scream for help. And whatever happened. But that room is holding the energy mm-hmm. of the tragedy.
Right.
And I feel that the victim probably is the one in there, turning the lights on and off.
Right.
You know, because like I said, everything holds energy. Because a lot of times the stuff I pick up, you know, I'll know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't feel them. They're dead. Oh, I see what happened. You know, that kind of a thing. And I don't want to see that, but
right.
I do.
None of us want to see it.
No.
We want to help.
We want to stop it. Yeah. Like, I wish, you know, oh my God, I had a vision. Little Susie in Florida. Don't go there. You know, I wish I could, like, stop it. But you can't. I always get the message or the information after the bad stuff happened.
Right.
And granted, that can help and get justice for somebody, but I just wish that sometimes could I not know beforehand so I could stop it. But, you know, of course I cannot.
Right. Just like when we were speaking, Lisa, about Natalie Holloway,
mm.
you know, about her may have been trafficked.
That has always been in the back of my mind. Was he lying? Well, first of all, we know Euron Vandersloot is a liar.
Right.
Thank God he's in prison. But, you know, what he told us, did he tell us the truth? Because, you know, what's worse? Oh, I accidentally choked her to death when I was raping her, or I sold her for sex trafficking. You know, I still wonder, was that human trafficking? My heart is with the missing and human trafficking. You know, those are things people need to be found, and human trafficking has to be stopped.
Yes, it does.
The most evil predators in the world are human traffickers. I don't know if a lot of people know, but, you know, pay attention when you're places. Do you go get a foot massage, or do you go somewhere and, you know, pay attention.
A pedicure. Doing your nails.
Anywhere. Yeah. They could, they're there being forced to work.
Exactly. Right.
Because you just never know.
You never know. Or, and that's just, one thing we do over here. We pay attention, and you know, we're always going the opposite route of what the police or what others are trying to do. You know, we're really
right.
serious as trying to get things resolved.
So we yeah. want to
get the family some type of closure any way we can.
Like that hotel out mm-hmm. in right. San Francisco. Mm-hmm. What are you calling him? The San Francisco boogeyman?
Yeah, the San Francisco boogeyman, right. Because yeah,
that is separate, I think, from the one hotel room that has the lights turning on and off. Okay, I do think there's somebody hiding in that hotel room.
Okay, but you think...
I mean, not that hotel room. Somebody is hiding in that hotel.
Yeah, but that's why we're calling it the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Because we don't know, okay, is somebody like a serial killer or somebody hiding out? Okay, even if it's a ghost or some spirit, you know, I think it's like a combination of a lot of things in that hotel, because there's a lot of stuff going on we haven't spoke about yet.
Right.
So I'm thinking it's a combination of a lot of things. In that particular room, okay, that could be that person that's trying to, you know, ask for help or reach out. That's the way they're reaching out. Because absolutely that light going on and off is not an electrical situation in that room. And like I said,
right.
ever in that room. And it's only certain times when people pass by that, you know, that room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I'm not going over there to look, and I'm not going in the room. Lisa, okay, we're going to be talking about this, and you'll be at the room. And
I am dead set on going to that room.
Like, you know, I say this all the time, Lisa. I was like, you know, as a managing investigator, yeah, okay, I want to do the work. But yeah, I'm still scary of certain things. You know, I'm more afraid of the ghosts than the real people. I'm just going to be real. I'm just being real. You know?
Yeah, well, it's not the ghosts you need to be afraid of. It's the real
right.
people.
Exactly. And that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, monsters walk among us, unfortunately.
They really do. And I don't have no problem trying to get those monsters and exposing them. But like I said, the real people don't scare me.
It's almost like evil doesn't even hide anymore. Evil's all out in the open.
It's like when you're on a mission to get that real person, like, you know, we need to get you. You need to be done. You know, somebody, they're gone and resting in peace. You know, that's good, you know, but I don't want anybody showing up.
Yeah, leave Regina alone. Yeah. All right. She doesn't need any foot traffic in her house.
Yeah, but, don't even say it again. We're not even going to say we're going to stop.
Don't bother Regina.
Yeah, just stop. All right, okay. All right, Lisa.
Whoever is in that hotel room, though, like I said, I think that's separate from the boogeyman.
Okay.
I don't think he even had anything to do with that. I wish there was a way, and I know you just don't want to leave a piece of equipment sitting outside, you know, but maybe they could sit outside with it. What I would like to do is, like, take... I have a tiny little camera.
Okay.
That's full spectrum. And some of the hotels, I have to look at that window again, and I don't know if there's an outside ledge to the window. I only wish that they would give me access to the hotel room, and I'm sure they won't.
Oh, yeah. I bet they won't let us get nowhere inside. I guarantee they're probably going to let us get
No. And however, I can see it at the window.
They don't even rent that room out.
I know. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. So we can't even fake it and go get the room and be a guest or something like
and
that.
I wonder why. So obviously something bad happened in the hotel room, because they don't rent it out. So I think something bad happened. They probably cleaned up whatever happened. Maybe they did find a body in there once upon a time. Who knows?
Right.
They could have. They kept a hush hush and they tried renting the room out. Yeah. A lot of things happen and a lot of energy is always retained in hotels. So I'm wondering, you know, is that room haunted and they just can't keep a guest in there? Because right. I've flown with flight attendants. They have said at this hotel, I couldn't even stay in the room. They wouldn't give me a new room. So I took all my stuff and I went downstairs and I slept in the lobby. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people do that.
Right. Well, I personally, I don't trust any hotel. You know, like I said, being a scary person, I don't trust hotels. And whenever I'm in a hotel, I keep the light on. Because you do not know what happened. I always
keep the light on.
Yeah, and you do not know what happened in this room, in this hotel. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what hotel you go to, you don't know what has happened. Because, you know, they're not going to just give you that information.
You have to pay more attention, not to only the germs, but to the killer hiding under the bed.
As an investigator and a person like who I am, that's what I'm thinking. I said, okay, it could be something that happened here and this is what's going on. You never know. You just never know. A original hotel, you know, it's just full of germs. You got to be more, pay more attention.
I'm always afraid of an intruder. That, I always think it's an intruder. You know, whatever I see or hear or in my own house, I've seen stuff, you know, reflection in the TV when the TV's totally off and you see somebody walk by and you're like, whoa, because I live on the top story of a condo, so there's nobody walking by a window.
Right.
Unless they're incredibly tall. But what I do, and it's funny because I go in there, I'm always afraid of an intruder. So I open up my hotel room door, I keep it propped up in my suitcase, and I'm like the SWAT team coming
them.
In.
Wait a minute, Lisa. You call them an intruder, a ghost or something, because you don't know if
Oh, no. I call, my first thought when something paranormal happens is, oh my God, is it an intruder? Like a bad guy, a living bad guy coming in my house. Did somebody break in my house? Oh my God.
Right.
So in hotel rooms, I always search it before I even go in. I look under beds, open the closet. I mean, I literally do like a SWAT team kind of thing.
Right. That's right.
I go in the bathroom, I look behind the shower curtain, I look through everything.
That's what I do.
I always keep a light on. I hope I can sleep. But I'll be searching the hotel room. You know, hotel rooms are, you think, oh, cool, I'm at this really awesome hotel. But then, you know, you think, who else has been in here? What could have happened?
No matter how fancy, no matter how ritzy, whatever, you know, how good it looks.
I was at a resort, a nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice hotel. That didn't stop something bad from happening. Oh, no. This man saw the sign-up sheet. That's what we call it, sign-up sheet.
Okay.
Got her name and her room number. And he was hiding in the stairwell. And so when she was in the room right by the stairwell, she's going into her room. He creeps out of the stairwell, shoves her in the room, and he murders her.
Yeah,
hotel rooms. You got to be careful. For those of you listening that are about to go on vacation, whatever you do, if you're coming through Atlanta, go through the airline's website. I know you want to save some bucks and do Expedia or stuff like that. Don't. Because they will book you illegal connections. So, like, if you come through Atlanta, you're going to need an hour, if not more. So, when your flight lands and the wheels go pity-pat on the ground, you need to make sure that you've got an hour, if not more, to get through that airport, to get parked, get through the airport. It's crazy. People are calling out sick.
Look, we're not just giving you information about these investigations. We're also giving you some
life tips. Yeah, don't worry about saving money. You want sanity and you don't want to be stuck. Go whatever airline you're flying, go through their website. You never know what's going to happen. It's the summer. Microburst, thunderstorms, crazy stuff. You want to be able to get to your connection. So, also, if you're going on a cruise, fly the day before. Don't fly the morning of.
I don't like cruise. I don't like to get on a cruise.
Oh, I do.
Because you can't get off. I mean, you can't get off. You're in the water. You can't get off.
My last cruise was with my ex-fiance and his parents. What? Shoot me now. I don't know. I may not ever go on another cruise again because that was a traumatic experience for me.
Oh, I know it was. Do it. Like I said, you can't get off. You can't get off the boat.
No. And I didn't want to go to jail either, so I had to be good.
Right. Okay. So as you guys can see, we're very informative for whatever.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but now we're going to go, okay, because we're going to discuss all this. Now we're going to go. We have so much information and episodes coming later. And from this episode, you can see, you know, we're on to things and we're taking care of situations and also giving you some life tips.
Right. And if you're on TikTok, and if you're not on TikTok, get on TikTok. It's loads of fun. But FBI, go look for FBI Justice. You're going to see some cool videos about what we do, and you're going to see some videos about not only the hotel room with the paranormal activity, but the San Francisco boogeyman.
Right. Yeah, because we bring all of our, the episodes that we're talking about, we bring them to TikTok, so you can see a visual, you can see what we're talking about. All right. All right, Lisa.
All right.
Okay. I'm thinking that's it for now. I mean, I would like to thank the audience for listening. This is an ongoing investigation, so check back with us for the next episode. All right, see you next time.
Bye. It was nice talking with you, Regina, and nice talking to the listeners. And not only am I a psychic medium, I am also an author of a book I just wrote, The Memoirs and Musings of a Haunted Flight Attendant, can be found on Amazon.
All right. Okay, we'll speak with the like and say speak. We'll see you next time.
Funded mainly through advertisement and donations, FPI Unsolved is an independent production of FPI Justice for Victims' Families, a 501c3 nonprofit. FPI Unsolved is hosted, directed, and executive produced by Regina Romain. Follow FPI Unsolved on Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. Our website can be found at fpijustice.org. To find us on Facebook and TikTok, search FPI and FPI Justice.